Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Funeral services are scheduled for 39-year-old Master Sergeant Nicole Moore of White Bear Lake. The Minnesota soldier was killed in a drone attack in Kuwait. Moore was just days from returning home. A public visitation is Thursday from 2 to 6 at Mueller Memorial in White Bear Lake. The funeral service will follow Friday at noon at Eagle Brook Church in White Bear. Governor Tim Walz says his supplemental budget will save money for middle-class Minnesotans. Cuts are involved, but he says eliminating fraud is one way to provide services without spending more money.
When we're reducing costs doesn't necessarily mean we're reducing services. It means we're getting more efficiencies out of them. And if there's been anything in us addressing the criminals who have stolen from Minnesota, it gives us the opportunity to be very, very conscious about, are there ways to both deliver the services and at the same time save money.
Senate Minority Leader Mark Johnson on the governor's plan for $370 million in cuts to balance the budget.
These have failed in the past. They don't have Republican support. And quite frankly, I don't think he has the full support of the Democrats as well either. And so by going after the most vulnerable people in the state and by going after our counties, again, it's the wrong approach, the wrong time to be doing that.
Political analysts are getting excited about the midterm elections in November. St. Olaf College professor Dan Hoffrenning says our midterms are pretty unique.
Most democracies around the world do not have such an institution. Most democracies, they elect the whole legislature or usually a parliament and prime minister in one election.
Hoffrenning says the sitting president's political party almost always loses members in the midterms. Healthcare costs continue to be a burden for many farm families in the state. Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wordish says premiums are rising.
With the subsidies of the ACA getting removed and in healthcare affects everybody. It's not a partisan issue, and we need to look at that seriously.
Wordish says they continue to advocate for expanding the Minnesota Care program, allowing farmers to buy health insurance based on their incomes. The Minnesota Wild outlasted the Chicago Blackhawks 4-3 in overtime last night at the United Center. Matt Zuccarello scored the game winner in OT. Ryan Hartman, Marcus Johansson, and Vladimir Tarasenko also lit the lamp for Minnesota, and Brock Faber had 3 assists. The Wild and Blackhawks play the second game of a home-and-home tomorrow night at Grand Casino Arena. And the Timberwolves knocked off the Phoenix Suns 116-104 at Target Center. This is MNN.